Hello, good morning. Gail's here.
Hello, Gail.
Hello, Al. How are you today?
Doing great.
Good. Well, I'm going to officially start the call. I'll just say welcome. This is Tuesday morning with Dr. Gail Lash, and we are doing this amazing group gathering of masters here on Tuesday. Today is January 20th. So we'll just go ahead and start, and I know people will come in as we talk. So, how has your week been?
Hectic. Kind of busy.
Yep, life is doing that these days.
But I'm getting it done.
I'm sorry, say it again.
I'm getting it done.
Getting it done. Good. Yeah, this is a time of change and transition. It's definitely lots of old things to put to bed, if you will, and new things to create. Hello, welcome. Who just joined us?
Hey, it's Jindala. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Gail and Al are on at the moment.
Good morning. What a great way to start the day.
Yes, absolutely. Good morning. More people are coming on. Just introduce yourself.
Morning, Catherine Stolberg. Hi, Gail.
Hi, Catherine. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for last week's call. I came in late and then listened to the recording, and it just was so lovely. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I know as we go through the year, it's wonderful to get together as a gathering, as, of course, we're doing at the moment in Level 3 Live, and just support each other and talk about the world and how we can make a difference. So I'd love to hear success stories and and even some challenges if we, you know, can support each other on how to move forward with all of our amazing tools in our toolbox. So I want to do a Get Here meditation, but let's give it another minute or two for people to come on.
Okay.
And then we can just see what everyone wants to do.
Are you feeling more settled being back in Atlanta? Are you there in Atlanta now?
I am.
Yeah, last week you said are leaving Belize, which we could all understand.
Welcome, whoever just came on.
Hello. Hi, it's Marianne Bordeaux.
Hi, Marianne. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, we were just talking about getting settled and happening in the new year. And, yeah, I do feel more settled coming back, although, you know, it's, my heart belongs in Belize. So it's an interesting transition to look down the road and say, yes, I want to definitely move there at some point.
Uh-huh.
So,
and you're building a house?
We have not. We just have the land at the moment.
Yeah.
And no house.
Okay.
But the house will come, I'm sure.
Mm.
Hello, this is Lindy Miller.
Hey, Lindy. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
Who's on so far?
Oh, we have lots of people on so far.
Oh, good. Great.
And I want to do a Get Here meditation in just a moment, so we will. So I want to remind everyone, just the logistics, you can press *6 to mute yourself and then press *6 again to unmute yourself. So that's very easy. And I've got this in conversation mode so we can all, and just to, you know, some of the parameters, obviously, of honoring people who want to speak, and then when there's a pause, jump in. Hello, someone just joined us. Welcome. If you want to introduce yourself, you're welcome to.
Yeah, hi, this is Charmaine.
Hi, Charmaine. Welcome.
Hi.
Awesome. We have a lot of people on the call today. So this is a beautiful gathering of masters. So let's go ahead and set the energy for the call and set the energy for today and maybe perhaps even going out into the week, although we can do a closing meditation for that as well. And after I do this meditation, please feel free, anyone else is welcome to do any tools or meditations during the call as well. So just sit back in your chair and take a breath. And just be here. And I would invite you to set your crown chakra at that beautiful mossy green of our gathering of masters. Ooh, that feels good. Matching everyone, being in that group collective consciousness. Be aware that you have a grounding cord to the beautiful center of the earth. And be aware that you are in touch with the Christed consciousness, the grid around the planet and all the universe. And be in your sacred heart, that beautiful space with the sanctuary of the pink diamond. And from there, I invite you to be the seven words that we know so well of present, being present, being happy, being senior in your space, being certain, being powerful, and capable in the sense of powerful, being capable. Be in that energy of graciousness and commanding of your own self and your own space. And I invite you to also feel the beautiful energy of freedom, of choice, of accomplishment, of ease, and to draw in that undifferentiated light from within yourself, your 11th chakra, through your pineal and the eye of Horus, and into your spinning triads, feeling the light body that you are, and choosing what color codes you want to bring in today. It could be blue for your beautiful mental and emotional stability and harmony. It could be the green coding for your beautiful expansion of the heart and creativity. It could be the yellow coding to help support your mental, your clarity, your focus. And or the red coding to help support your physical body and your manifestations in this beautiful world that we live in. And take a breath. And be present to the beauty that you are. And feel the love within your heart for yourself and for for all life, for all energies everywhere. And know that you are one with the Creator. You are one with all that is. Be aware of the angels and the lords of light and the masters and the Elohim that are with us now, and that are always surrounding you and with you. You sit at the table with them. You co-create with them. And from your sacred heart, begin to bring your co-creations into your mind, into your heart. Notice what you would like to create today and for this year. But let's start with today and this week. Yeah. And I invite you just to start forming that thought, those thoughts that become reality with your attention and your words of power, your words of creation. And take a breath. And I honor you and bless you and thank you for being here today. Bring your awareness back to your chair in your room and feel your beauty and the love that you are. Namaste. Welcome. So would anyone like to share what tools you're using this week or what you might want to create, some successes you've had, some stories?
I will. That was such a, this is Jandala, and that was such a beautiful meditation, and I was a little tired this morning. I'm on the West Coast, and I'm just so happy that I'm here on the call and able to set the energy for my day and for this week. And what I'm feeling really that is starting to emerge in my life is that we are all at the table of all of these great, amazing masters, and really, for the first time, I'm starting to really embody this greatness and this bigness of the work that we're doing, and it's a lot of energy. It almost overwhelms me with excitement, and I find myself quite often with my body shaking just a little bit, and I'm just so excited for where we're heading in the peace and the beauty that is coming to Mother Earth finally after all of this time. And for this week, I just really hope to create a little bit more stability in my business and structure, and to bring in the yellow coding to help give me that focus and clarity. What I found that I've been doing is trying to try and think and figure things out, and I've been sitting more and more still in my space, and I'm realizing that really all of the answers to all the questions are just right there, and if we can just allow that opening, it really does create a life around us with so much more ease. So thank you so much, everyone, for creating this space and opportunity to practice some of these tools, and I just feel so supported and really am just standing in so much awe at what is happening, and namaste.
Thank you.
This is Susie Krause. That was beautiful, Dinah. I'm also on the West Coast, and that was, I'm still a little, not quite awake, but that was just exactly where I'm at too. I believe my focus would like to be in creating that center of focus right from where we are in this moment, and create from there, stay focused, and the, like you said, the answers come where the question is asked, and staying aware of my surroundings in my every moment, and being in this wonderful space. It just feels so good. And thank you for that beautiful meditation, Gail.
You're welcome. We're sitting in a beautiful space today. Well, I'll share a quick story. This is Gail. I met with a women's group last night. We do a book club kind of gathering. We've been doing this for about 3 years, different books. And they've always been about the Egyptian mysteries. And this book that we are doing is called Imagining Your World into Existence, Imagining the World into Existence by Norman D. Ellis. And it was our first meeting on the book, and we were talking about creation and how do we create our lives. And it was interesting because many of the other books we've done by Jean Houston and some others have exercises in them that you can do as a group, but this book does not. But it is all about creation, and it points out from the Egyptian mythologies and religion and practices of the people in ancient times that everything started with the void, and from the void came the thoughts, and then from the thoughts came the words and the vibrations, and from the vibrations came the form. And so we were laughing that we were creating from the void. There was no instructions. And it was whatever the collective group wisdom came up with that we wanted to move together for the ways to do that book and to practice together of how to imagine the world into existence. Very similar to what we're doing in Mastering Alchemy, of imagining the world and starting from that void. And so it ran very smoothly, very fifth dimensionally last night in the meeting of ideas piling on top of ideas and the synergy happening and ahas and like that dinner party that Jim talks about where everything is working together with ease and flow is exactly the way the meeting went. And very beautiful of acknowledging, you know, we're starting from the void and into the thoughts, what do we want to create in each of us and as individually and as a collective, and then putting words to it and making it happen. So that was a beautiful example of the tools that we've learned actually manifesting, working.
Oh, very nice.
And so this is Lindy. I'm not preempting anyone else, am I?
No, go for it, Lindy.
Okay. Well, and that just brings to mind what one of the things I had hoped to do in a group like this, which is manifest for the world that we want to see, you know, to bring in that world. I think as powerful creators, we could be pretty effective at this. And so, I don't know, that was something that I was hoping we would do as a group. I'm not.
Would you like to lead us in a meditation?
Well, I would not. That was my next sentence. Nope. That is not my strength.
The powerful creator that you are?
No. What?
The powerful creator that you are? Sorry.
Right.
Go ahead, please. I apologize for interrupting you.
That was all. And it would be wonderful if others wanted to do that today or, you know, at some point. So that's just my two cents.
Thank you. It's a very wonderful suggestion. Any service projects that someone else is thinking about as far as helping the world in that way that Lindy just brought forward?
I would like to just continue connecting with the elementals, Gaia.
And what does that look like, Diane?
This is Susie.
Oh, Susie. I'm sorry. I thought you were there. Yeah. What does it look like, Susie?
It feels like a connection all around me. It feels like we're all connected directly to the earth. We are the earth. We are the elementals. And I'd like to just feel that connection more and more as in the air and the water and the earth and the fire.
Well,
feeling that flow through our bodies.
Gail, could I give a few thoughts on the Merkaba and the equatonal energy?
Yeah, definitely, Al. One moment, though. What Susie was just saying, I don't know, this is a suggestion. I like what you just said, Susie, of let's feel them in our bodies. So can we take a moment just to do that? And then, of course, we can do more at another, you know, layer. And believe me, this is a co-creation, guys, so I'm just a facilitator, not the leader. as you just said, feel through our bodies, the air running through our bodies, the self running through our bodies, the breath of life. So take a breath and feel it enter into your body and see it flowing, joining the undines in the blood and the liquids within our bodies and flowing through the body with the air, with the blood, into all the cells, oxygenating your body and giving it life. And feel the fire of the salamanders in your heart pumping and in your passion and your drive. In your eyes that shoot fire of light. And the smile and the laughter that also brings the fire of passion and joy. And then connect with the gnomes and feel your physical presence of your skin and your muscles and your actual physical form. You are a gnome walking the earth. And the earth under your feet, the chair that you're sitting in, or the bed you're laying in, or wherever you are, those physical forms and gnomes that are around you. Say hello to them and to the salamanders, the sylphs, the undines, and send the love to them and to all parts of you, which are elemental as well. And then feel from your heart that beautiful love going to all of Gaia, all of the earth, all of the elemental aspects of creation, which is all there is. And still in that energy, we can move on. Mm-hmm. And Al, I know you have some amazing... Al is on the call with myself and Diane and Ala on Sundays. It's our private little Mastering Alchemy group. And Al, you put together an amazing summary of the Merkaba. And yes, if you want to share that, that would be lovely.
Okay. And I love doing it in the light of what you just said with the elemental. So that's where I would love to put a lot of my action to. Merkaba in the history was talked about mostly as the vehicle that allows a person to ascend or descend into a higher or lower world. But actually, the Merkaba is much more than just a vehicle of ascension. It can be really anything, since it is the primal pattern that created all things and all universes, both visible and invisible. And in the Bible, like, there's reference to Ezekiel and the wheels by which Ezekiel ascended into heaven. This was the Merkaba, they're saying. And in the Torah, there's reference to the Merkava, as spelled in Hebrew, which has two different meanings. One meaning is chariot, which is a vehicle. The other is the throne of God. And when the two definitions are combined, the true meaning comes to life. And in ancient Egypt, this primal pattern was called Merkaba. It was actually three words, not one. Mer meant a kind of light that rotated within itself. Ka meant spirit, in this case referring to the human spirit. And Ba meant the human body, though it also could mean the concept of reality that spirit holds. And so the entire word in ancient Egypt referred to a rotating light that would take the spirit and the body from one world into another.
Thanks, Al.
Thank you, Al.
So I'll put you on the spot again. You also had some amazing information on exotonal and creation times.
What I picked out was that axotonal energy recharges continually all bodies and also assists to clear away negative patterns of the emotions in the mind. And an example to explain what the axotonal energy looks like or feels like is this. All around us is a sea of energy. It flows and swirls, ready to be activated at any moment. And the sea looks like an imagined net of invisible lines throughout all of space and time, everywhere around you, in everything and in every place. It extends from the ground, into the air, into the sky, and out into the universe, and even beyond our own. And a few terms for this are the cosmic lattice, universal grid, living universe. And however, there are not only lines all around us, but there are also lines within and through our own bodies. And you can see this when looking upon a chart of acupuncture lines. At one time, our own acupuncture lines were connected to the cosmic lattice that surrounds us. The lines were known as axotonal line or axotonal meridians. They connected all levels of our self on all dimensions. They feed into a fifth dimensional circulatory system. And the lines helped maintain our physical body and organs. And the lines were then, they got severed when we got hit and knocked down to the lower dimension. And they got severed, and the human body was left with enough energy to sustain life. But we were unable to access the higher energies of the universe on different dimensional levels. And we're going back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thoughts or comments from anyone on all that or something new?
Hi, this is Catherine. I do a form of energy healing called reconnective healing, and the angels working with Eric Pearl, who helped develop his sense of this energy and how to work with it, talk about the exotonal lines. The idea is with this form of energy work that it helps us connect up our exotonal lines to the grid, and especially a process that he calls the reconnection, because that's what it does to reconnect people to the energy grid around the planet, through their exotonal lines. So it's been very exciting to hear Jim start talking about this also, or the archangels talk about it with us. Anytime there's sort of cross information and validation and similar information being given to us, it's just greater validation for me, of what the Mastering Alchemy program is doing, or what everyone who's doing light work on the planet is doing. So look for someone who can do the reconnection for you, too. And
thanks for sharing that. We are obviously reconnecting through this program.
Yeah.
I've done that. Mm-hmm. Or so we're told.
Well, I guess I would like to comment also on the peace marches we're seeing around the world, the huge march in Paris, and the vigils and marches in the United States trying to raise awareness about justice. And not all the marches here in this country are anti-police marches. Some of them have been, you wouldn't call it a protest when people stand around, but I guess a vigil in favor of the police and offering support to the police and all the work they do for us. But some of the signs have been wonderful that people are holding, saying, we're all one, we're all people, everyone needs justice. Just this growing awareness that it's not us versus them, that as humans we all want justice and equality and to love each other. And so as terrible as the events are that are happening, the awareness seems to be growing that as humans we're all in this together and we need to all care for each other and we are all one. So that's been really exciting, and that's the kind of energy I keep trying to put out to the planet, and that it's great if we as a group can send our energy toward this awareness. I mean, this is why we're here, to bring this love back.
Mm-hmm. And I would like to just add to that, there are the protests in the Middle East against the Charlie, whatever it is, publication this week, and they're very upset. So if we do something like that, we want to include them in it, and just an understanding of that we all are one, and that, somehow bringing everyone into this together. Because there is loggerheads, of large amount of people in the Middle East who don't understand, from our point of view, the end.
There's a lot going on in the planet, you're right. And I want to point out one other thing. I'm here in Atlanta, and we've been doing a lot of, suddenly this last 6 months or so, there's been a lot of racial justice talks and groups coming together. The YWCA actually has started a forum called It's Time to Talk, and created these racial justice dialogues around the city, mimicking something that's been done in Minneapolis, actually, for 10 years already with the YWCA. There's also a group that has happened for the last 3 years called 1 Billion Rising, And if you go to 1billionrising.org, you'll find out about it. It's about stopping violence against women and girls and around the planet. And it's a gathering that was started by Eve Ensler, like I said, about 3 years ago. And it's about drumming and dancing and celebrating the unity that we all are and the equality of, you know, rising women up, and that men and women can work together and not be violent, not have violence. And so you might check out to see what's happening in your own city, because it is February 14th, is Valentine's Day. February 14th is the celebration that happens with 1 Billion Rising. And so we've been working on that here in Atlanta, on creating the event that's happening at City Hall with dances and drums and speeches and celebration, and getting people of notoriety together as well to bring awareness to these issues of justice.
Very nice. Gail, you reminded me, in our community, I live in a small rural area in the country. There's like 12,000, we're in high desert on the east side of the Sierras in California. And everyone here, it's a little more backwards from the cities, and everyone thinks a little bit differently. And all of a sudden, I noticed that there's a new group starting up. We have groups online where you can buy and sell things, like a swap shop type thing. And all of a sudden, somebody just started up a new group to give away whatever it is you have to offer. Your goods, your service, whatever it is, just post it and we'll start sharing. It's like, wow, awesome.
A new paradigm. Thanks for sharing that. Someone else who hasn't maybe spoken or has some thoughts. All right, I'll facilitate. So in creating this new world, in imagining it into existence, in helping to serve humanity, what is this world going to look like? The fifth dimensional, sixth dimensional world that we are bringing into light, what will it have in it, and what will it look like? Just throw some thoughts out there.
Wow.
Go into your sacred heart and there what you see, or hear, or feel.
Compassion and respect for one another.
Respect is the perfect word. And allowing of whatever others, you know, cherish. Whether it's like what you do or not. This is very similar to what we did at the end of the conference, if you all remember, where we took different aspects and you know, talk, you all remember that which I thought just felt absolutely wonderful. And we got into a little bit of detail about what something might look like. I don't know if you want to get that specific, Gail, or not.
Whatever you choose.
I don't have anything specific at the moment to throw out. I just wondered if others want to, you know, I don't know.
It's still on the table. Yes.
This is our fifth dimensional creative table we have right here.
I want to see Tesla-like energy of free energy happening on the planet.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I'm still relishing in Al's explanation of the axitonal lines and feeling this just amazing connection to the whole source of this cosmic energy, and which is giving me the sense of ease and connectiveness and well-being that is the vision that I have for where we're stepping into. So that feeling of separateness and that feeling of not being seen is something that will start opening up for individuals that feel that they are all alone out there.
And I see us as walking through those areas on the planet, like the Middle East, and sharing our vision of oneness and love and compassion and non-judgmental to everyone, and to just hold everyone in love and understanding, and share that with them, with those people who are still having a little bit of difficulty feeling that and knowing that.
And, of course, cleaning up all of the pollution and having a pristine, pure world.
Yeah, seeing the oceans clear, vibrant with renewed life, all the water purified, refreshed, as the air is refreshed, renewed, regenerated as the earth regenerates itself. With the passion of the fire, passion and excitement of rebirth, regeneration, renewal.
Mm. I'm seeing new kinds of schools so children can learn outdoors and be honored for their gifts that they each have and bring to the table. And that telepathy and telekinesis and all of the clairvoyance is honored in the children. And that the spiritual side is brought out as well as the mental and emotional and physical side. And it is fun. I see the children laughing and playing and learning from each other, and the curiosity coming forth and the wonder at this beautiful planet and world that we exist in.
That's beautiful.
Yes, and encouraged. That's wonderful. And it all people along. Share. Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say that all people share in feeding the planet, making sure everyone has their share of substance.
And that goes along with what I was going to say, which is along with the revitalization of the earth, the revitalization of our food system and
mm-hmm.
the soils, the nutrition of the soils and the methods that we use to make pristine, highly nutritional food perfect for us.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, and since we're talking about a 5D, 6D world where there really isn't that sense of separation anymore, that people will just sort of intuitively have this connection with the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, the elementals, so that they won't even have to think about respecting the earth. So they'll just automatically be in the state of, you know, I am you and you are me when they're, you know, next to a tree or next to an animal and have this deep-seated compassion for all the other species on the earth as well as other human beings. And, you know, from that sort of intuitive merging with the rest of the planet, they'll just kind of know what could be planted where and that would benefit, you know, not just people but the planet in general. You know, sort of like the Native Americans sometimes talk about that, you know, that intuitive connection between a human being and the animal spirits or the spirit of the forest.
This world is feeling quite wonderful.
And what words could help support that vision, that creation of that world?
Love.
Love.
Yeah.
Love and respect. I love that word.
Yeah, compassion.
Unity.
Yeah. How about joy and playful?
Yes.
Honor and graciousness.
Gratitude and appreciation.
Joy and exhilaration.
Happy beauty and wonder. Peace.
Peace. Well-being.
So I have a suggestion that I or someone could do a simple wrap-up meditation to visualize and make, to bring this world into existence. And before that, what else do we want to add to that vision board? Would someone like to just put that together?
I would just like to see us all holding hands across the planet, creating this oneness. With all of these wonderful attributes that we have put together in this big creative pot. Holding this vision of love for the planet. Creating that structure for the fluidity to flow, for the feminine to come in and do the energy work that is needed. For the creative thoughts to flow to the planet. The ideas. The creative efforts, the creative knowledge, wisdom to flow in and through the planet. Creating a new world, a new vision, a new us, a new earth. As that Christed planet. Feel the energy of this gathering and the beauty of this world we have created flowing out from your heart, out to all those people you will come in contact with this week, and see that love going into them, each of them, into the meetings, into the projects that you're planning today and this coming week, that this energy of this beautiful world can exist and be with you for the next 7 days until we meet again, and of course beyond that as well. So feel that you exist in this world, in all your actions and thoughts and words for this week to come.
and the people you meet and influence will feel this, will know this world, will also step into this world and bring to the table their beauty of that vision as well. Heart to heart, soul to soul, collective within collective. Thank you all for being here. Go have an amazing week. If anyone would like to add, you're very welcome to before we close.
Just seeing Mother Earth and all that magical magnificence. This has been so stimulating. Wow.
Yes. Thank you, everyone.
You too.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank
Many
you.
Blessings, and go have an amazing week.
I don't even think I need coffee.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
All right, blessings.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Blessings. Bye. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Gail.
Thank you, everyone.